I need you guys to talk a little bit. And here's the theme song. Reggie Watson.
I like him a lot.
Yeah. No, it's not him.
Jeez Louise.
Folks, I'm Joe Bates, your host. This is Rank You Very Much. Thank you so much for watching. If you are watching, if you're not watching, you can go to hell. We have a great episode today, folks. It's going to be amazing. Today's topic is the worst part of Indiana. And as always, we have two guest experts. To the left of me is somebody who's from Evansville, Indiana. This is her pawn shop that we're in filming today's episode. So she's so Indiana, she actually would consider herself not an expert at anything, which makes her an expert. So Ms. Rachel Goldman.
Whoop, whoop.
This pawn shop.
Yeah.
You guys are sponsoring today's episode?
No, in no way are we cutting you a check and becoming the sponsors of this episode.
Okay, well, yeah. I got to keep emailing Coca-Cola. and also to the right of me what was the name of the town you're from again?
Rochdale, Indiana.
I'm glad you added the Indiana. Yeah. I didn't know. The Rochdale, Indiana, the most Indiana of Indiana. Not the worst part of Indiana, just very Indiana.
Very, very close, but no.
So, Mr. Billy Perkins, how you doing, sir? Doing
great. Thank you for having me.
No, thanks for doing the show. You know, I asked Rachel for a short list of people we could have on the show from Evansville, and she wrote, Billy would be horrible, but he's the only person I know. So,
only person from Rochdale.
Yeah. Only person from Rochdale.
I know a guy from Rochdale. Let's get him on here.
Perfect. That's amazing. And then let me open the Facebook Live thing up so we can see those comments while it's going on. And the list today, we're talking about worst things in Indiana. The list today, we usually have it behind us, but it's a different location. So it's not, you know, not as professional. I apologize. But today's episode, worst part of Indiana, and the list, of course, is AIDS, heroin, Mike Pence, Jim Jones, Gary, Indiana, Sunday liquor laws, Rhodes, The Quarter, Jared Fogel, KKK, and time zones. Just a regular who's who of Indiana and how bad it is. So I got to ask you guys, when you're deciding what the worst part of Indiana is, what's your criteria? Like, what makes something worse than something else? Like, what is it impact? Like, for you, Billy, what makes something the worst thing of Indiana?
I would say anything that makes, like, we have kind of uneventful lives here. Anything that makes it eventful in a worse way. So, you know,
because that's the only time the country pays attention to us.
Right.
This one's in the middle of really. Can I swear?
Nah, only you, though.
Really fucking it up.
Okay. I didn't know you were going to drop the big one right away.
How really fucked up.
Again. There goes Coca-Cola.
That's what we're known for. Oops.
Yeah. I think like big things you can kind of work around. Like AIDS and heroin. I think meth is more of like a consistent thing.
Yeah, at least, I think when it comes to heroin, we're number two to Ohio.
But
which is embarrassing.
Really?
Yeah.
Meth makes you skinny, which is nice.
so does heroin.
Well, too skinny. Rachel, for you, what's a criteria of what makes something worse than something else?
I think the things that really personally affect me. Because much so like any
lot of these
Hoosier,
people are
I don't
gone.
Give a shit about the rest of the Hoosiers. And that's really one of a thing that is really holds us back most of the time.
I'm adding a 12th one. It says Rachel Goldman. but no, and for me personally, what makes something worse is it's really all bad. I have no idea what's going to win this one. This is all very bad. Everything about Indiana. I've been here 2 years, and I've been trying to get out.
Hey, Kyle Jeffers. Sorry. Continue.
Oh, Kyle Jeffers. Oh, coming in hot. No, we're going to – for me, I think it's all bad. We'll find out. And as always, we started our favorite round, the veto round. Billy, I didn't explain this before the show. We're going to go through this list and take one off that you don't think is the worst part.
Okay.
As always, we start with the youngest person here. Ms. Rachel Goldman.
I am the youngest. Thank God.
To you, what is not of the list? Again, the list is AIDS, heroin, Mike Pence, Jim Jones, Gary, Indiana, Sunday liquor laws, road, the quarter, Jared Fogle, the KKK, and time zones. For you, Rachel, what is not the worst part of Indiana?
Okay. I'm going to be a real nitpicky here.
Well, that's why you're an expert.
Super mega nitpicky. And I just want to point out, fuck you, whoever. What? Where? How do I know who gave me an angry face?
Oh, Peter just does that all the time.
Oh, Peter.
Peter Wallace is a fan of angry faces.
Love Rachel, but hate this show. God bless Peter. I'm in the middle of it. I have a very similar attitude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, that looks like Josh Cox there.
Well, fuck you, Josh. Okay. Most of the show is going to be me yelling at anyone who's
anybody says anything negative to you, you will get the wrath of Rachel.
Super shitty. Because I'm a Hoosier and I don't know any other attitudes.
Every day of my life.
this is going to be really nitpicky, but honestly, we didn't invent the KKK. The KKK was invented in like Illinois or Tennessee. They just moved here and got better at hating Black people and Jews. Like, we honed it.
Cheaper land.
It's cheaper land.
Cheaper land that helps.
We didn't invent the KKK so much as just perfect it.
I think, yeah.
So I almost want to take the KKK off the list because that's not a uniquely... controversial opinions abound.
I think Patrick Pasifleem has the joke where he goes, the KKK started in Kentucky, but they just felt more comfortable in Indiana.
Yeah, right. So I almost want to take the KKK off.
Throw their weight around.
But I think just because... maybe that's not a good way. I'm going to say the quarter.
The quarter. If you guys don't understand Indiana's quarter, it's the shape of the state with a little IndyCar.
Vroom, vroom.
Yep. It's just the quarter. But it just going driving away from the state. Just driving as far away from the state. It's very big compared to the state. So it means it's as far away from Indiana as possible, which I guess in a way for Indiana. Driving a far away from the state is the goal of Indiana, I think. It's trying to get you out of here. It's the crossroads of America. The crossroads. Because of Jesus. but, okay, so you're taking the quarter off. Not the worst part. I can't believe that you think the quarter is not as bad as the KKK. Very surprising.
I was staunchly advocating that the KKK wasn't that bad for Indiana.
Yeah, no. Well, we all know that. anyways, Billy, for you, what do you think is something on this list that's not the worst part of Indiana?
Roads.
No, yeah. Fuck you. That's ridiculous.
I grew up out in the middle of nowhere, and it's just...
Roads are the only way to get out?
I mean, that's right. And roads brought me here with you.
Oh, thanks, Billy.
You're welcome.
No, roads. Well, I will say.
I mean, compared to other things, you know.
The KKK is not as bad as roads. But I used to drive from Chicago to Indianapolis all the time, and I'd take Highway 65. And then for a while, I had to go around Highway 65 because one of the bridges just lowered 6 inches.
Right.
And that took 3 to 5 months of them fixing. Add another hour of my drive between Chicago and Indianapolis, which sucked. So, no, the roads are not as great, but
as compared to some other places,
it is the crossroads of America. Which,
yeah. I mean, like if you go to like New Jersey, you're having to pay like $15 at like toll roads and stuff like that. So,
and right when you pass into the Skyway, or you either go right above 80s and 90.
Yeah.
You go across 90, that's like you're paying tolls right there. When you pass Illinois, it's like $5. It's not. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's also really gross. It's just also a bad road. It's just a bad road, too. Yeah,
you're a bad road.
I'm paying a shit ton of money to be on a shitty road. Is this delayed? Is there? This
yeah, it's a little bit delayed. Is that hopefully that's okay for you.
Kyle, in Indiana is roughly one half of an Ohio, if you're still watching.
Oh, I see.
Frame of reference.
In Diana. Okay, I'm gonna take roads off the list. Roads are gone. I'm gonna go up next with something I personally don't think is the worst part of Indiana. I gotta be honest, guys. I'm taking heroin off the list, and my theory is the people dying on heroin, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with losing some heroin people, you know? I think there's overpopulation. This is controversial, I know, but I think there's some overpopulation.
Hi, Bob.
Bob. So I'm glad heroin's here. Because one thing I don't like about Indiana is Hoosiers. So if we're losing more Hoosiers, how can that be a bad thing?
Yikes.
Oh, wait, should I not be saying this?
It's like the people are the least popular part of Indiana.
People
are the most disappointed. Of all of this, people are the most disappointed of the people.
Individuals make up a quarter of this list. So Hoosiers themselves are, I don't know, maybe one of the
I've never come across heroin. I know that I know that it's out there. I've been put out by some bad roads and by
I've seen a road, but I've never driven on a heroin.
Questionable legislature by Mike Pence and of course KKK racism's bad. This heroin.
I've never seen heroin. That's because Hoosiers are selfish motherfuckers who don't share their heroin.
Yeah,
I think if we were a little more hospitable, as the saying goes. I would have seen some goddamn heroin by now.
If heroin was truly a problem, there'd be more skinny people in Indiana. But
that's why meth is so popular.
I
could use it. but no, if you've seen a spoon, you've seen a lighter, you've seen a plastic bag, you've basically seen heroin.
I've seen Trainspotting.
I've seen a spoon.
I've seen Trainspotting. but yeah, I mean, come on, heroin. Those people on heroin are pretty happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they die, which is great.
Sedated.
Should I not be saying this?
I don't know. I think it's almost worse than when I was defending the KKK.
Almost. That's the key word. No, but I'm taking heroin off the list. I don't think heroin is the worst part of Indiana. And that's, hey, Billy, don't be worried. There's two rounds of vetoes we're doing here.
Yeah.
So we're going to go a whole nother round and take another off the list. Right now, our list is AIDS. Mike Pence, Jim Jones, Gary, Indiana, Sunday liquor laws, Jared Fogle, the KKK, and time zones. And as always, for the second round, we start with the oldest person here, Rachel Goldman.
You said...
What? I don't know.
Oh, God. So what do I do now? I take more things off the list?
Yeah, you've done the show before.
I don't give a shit, though. Fuck you, Jordan. I just said hi. You're being a huge bitch.
Jordan's just his episode wasn't great last week, and I think he's just annoyed.
Jordan's just talking. Yeah, I know you're talking to Rachel. You dumb sack of shit. All right.
Okay.
All right. Vetoes. I say. I think I'm going to take Gary, Indiana off the list.
Gary, why?
Because that's where Michael Jackson came from.
Oh, so that's
the king of pop.
The king of pop.
The only monarch from Indiana.
Yeah.
What was the two things he was famous for? The king of pop.
Oh, my God.
Well, we already have Jared from Subway on the list. So
I mean, maybe Gary, Indiana didn't produce a great guy.
He was famous for pop music and then also getting his face burned in a soda pop commercial.
There you go.
I'd say those are the top two.
I feel like there's one other you're missing, but hey,
Sparkle Glove.
Sparkle Gloves. That's the one. Yeah. And the bananas. What was the monkey's name?
Bubbles.
Bubbles. That monkey is Bubbles, yo. Get out of here.
Bananas. I would totally name a monkey Bananas. Come here, Bananas. Oh, Bananas. I just assume he talks. So you're taking off Gary, Indiana, because they produced Michael Jackson. Well-known pedophile off the list.
I've never really stepped foot in Gary, Indiana.
I can't really
speak on it too well. I don't really know a whole lot about it. It really hasn't bothered me. So
has it bothered you? Well, that's because you haven't stepped in it.
That's the key part
of Gary, Indiana is not just saying, "Hey, Gary, it's me." I'm dead now.
Indiana's a bigger state than you think. So you don't have to if Evansville really bothers you, then you don't have to come down here.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Before I went to school here,
you can get in your IndyCar and drive away.
Right. Yeah, a lot. There were a couple of people that really pushed for Evansville to be on this list.
Oh, nowhere close.
From whence we are broadcasting at present. But it's like somebody literally had like this paragraph long, like, "I fucking hate Evansville. I went there for school. Worst place ever."
I don't know.
We're no Scott County.
Right.
Okay.
I've been to a lot of bad places.
Yeah. In my own mind.
Right.
Evansville's got its own little special place of Indiana where it's very unique in the sense that.
Sorry, Peter, you're right.
Isn't it considered one of the most depressing cities?
Evansville?
Yeah.
Yeah. We are the, as of this year, we're the 47th best state. So we're like, you know, easy peasy up there in terms of worst states.
Yeah, we're moving on up, which the only direction was up.
Yeah, Evansville is regularly one of the top 10 most miserable cities in the United States. It's a similar metric, too.
It depends on your state of mind.
Ooh.
All right. Optimism.
That's why heroin, that's why heroin is not the worst part, because heroin helps you live in Indiana. Right. okay, Gary, Indiana gone. Billy, you're up next. What are you taking off the list here? AIDS, Mike Pence, Jim Jones, Sunday liquor laws, Jared Fogle, the KKK, time zones.
I'm going to take Jim Jones off there.
I'm kind of proud of him.
depending on your role in a cult, you know, it can be fun.
Yeah,
it can be, you know, if you're making the money, it can be.
I feel like it's like only like
I also think Jim Jones. I also think like I had a neighbor named Jim Jones.
No, I see. So in case he's watching, you don't want him to be like, whoa.
He never did anything to me. So yeah, Jim Jones. I just use it as the most bland name ever.
So what was Jim Jones, the punch guy?
Jonestown Massacre. Yeah, punch guy. Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid. Please.
I thought it was fruit punch flavored
Kool-Aid. No generic brands for this guy.
Never mind about Coca-Cola. Let's tap Kool-Aid.
Right.
Kool-Aid, not sponsoring today's episode. I emailed them about the Jim Jones thing. They said, we're trying to get over it. New flavor, though. Blue Crush. Your entire cult's hopes.
To be fair, I think the fact that people were willing to drink poison really speaks to the popularity of Kool-Aid. People just love Kool-Aid.
No, it really takes away that poison taste.
Wouldn't have worked if people didn't like the beverage.
but Jim Jones is a horrible guy. I don't know. Like, I guess I've been watching. I just watched The Path. Mm. You know, the show
love The Path.
I guess I don't get the whole like, I guess this is what I want to be involved in. Like, that's a whole new like, we're going to go to this next world. And you're like, this guy seems good. I'll live in this house.
For sure.
I'll wear a toga. They wore togas. I felt like they were toga people.
The Path wasn't toga. Oh, you mean the Jonestown?
Yeah.
No, they weren't toga people.
No, they kind of look like shop teachers from the 80s.
Yeah.
Shop teachers from the 80s. Mustache.
They had like those big glasses. Shirts. And kind of look like Kip from Napoleon Dynamite.
What was was Jim Jones the punch guy? was there... So Jim Jones, what was his whole message? I'm no expert. You guys be experts.
Follow me?
Yeah, follow me. Any cult starts with hope and love, and we're all in this together, and I'm there for you, and I'm your number one. And it starts out at this very accepting, loving, not that I've studied it and investigated starting my own cult. I'm just saying.
She has.
I'm just saying it all starts very loving and peaceful. And then slowly you do the thing where you get them addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
So you can start beating the shit out of them.
Right. The cult, Rachel.
To reinforce your own authority.
Rachel's greeting for her cult. Everyone just goes, hey.
Hey.
And that
you go, girl.
It's a lot of you go, girls. There's a lot of R's in the girl. Just a string of R's. It's basically half of her book is just girl. It's four pages of just girl. You the light.
Yeah.
Jim Jones gone. Up to me to take one off next. AIDS, Mike Pence, Sunday liquor laws, Jared Fogle, the KKK, and time zones. And this isn't great. I feel like, man, I don't know. This isn't going to be liked if I do that. I feel like everybody wants this thing to win. So
was it really Flavor Aid? Well, that's a shame.
Is there anything really popular on that list? I think you'll be okay.
Yeah. I mean, one really bothers me just based on the thing I have to deal with constantly because of it. But you know what? Yeah, I'll just take it off because I feel like the other ones are worse. I'm going to take time zones off the list.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. I didn't want to. It bothers me so much that one state has two time zones. I don't understand it. I don't care for it. I don't like Texas. Does not have two time zones.
Yeah.
Texas.
That's nuts.
It's like,
the
huge.
Second biggest state.
A lot bigger,
yeah, it's like three Indianas.
What? Doesn't it make you kind of feel a little exotic, Indiana, that you got multiple time zones? Ooh. That you're like in Perry or like...
That's how bad Indiana is, Perry, that multiple County. Time zones makes it feel exotic. It used to be one time zone. Yeah. They went out of the way. It was like Arizona. Yeah. Or no, there was no... daylight savings time.
Right. For the farmers. We defer to our farmers.
And I got to be honest, what a dumb thing. What daylight savings time, we just got to get over it. Just stop it. We just stick with the time. Because when they flip it, especially here in Indiana,
yeah,
it's always too dark. It never works. Yeah. It's always off.
We weren't tired enough.
Right.
Yeah, it's the only, like, Alaska's worse because it's always night or always day, yes, or something. I don't know what's going on with that state. Drink doesn't sound as good. Yeah, that's fair, it's Peter.
Probably some kind of like farmer's almanac.
Yeah, it's always, yeah. And that's another books. God, goddamn books always telling us what to do.
To be fair, we don't have a lot of those in Indiana.
No, which is what keeps us warm. It's just burning a lot of books. Keeps us warm in the winter. The winter weather was one to push on this one because it's incredible. It was 50 degrees on a Monday and 18 degrees on Wednesday this week, which in my calculations is like 80 degrees difference.
Yeah, that's about right.
Just thumbs up because you're tired of seeing angry faces.
Yeah, I don't know. Negativity. Oh, who is that?
That's Peter Frederick Wallace.
Peter, stop.
Peter, stop. No, here's the deal. Peter always watches every show.
Oh, cool.
But he always has angry faces, so I have no idea what to believe anymore.
Get a better show.
Better guest. perfect. We're down to our final five. Guys, if you're watching on Facebook Live or at BidChat, in BidChat, feel free to call in if you would like. But if you're on Facebook Live, feel free to comment. We always have a wild card spot available to get to the final six. So if there's something you think is the worst part of Indiana, just comment on Facebook Live or call in on BidChat. Remember, if you call in on BidChat, some of the money, the proceeds that it caused that you call in with goes to charity, which is great cause, I think. I don't know what charity it goes to.
But it's a great cause.
I believe it's seriously. I believe it's Smothering Dogs, the Smothering Dogs charity. So feel free to donate money, and we will put another pillow on a dog. are we okay with killing dogs? Okay.
I don't have a problem with it.
under a dog.
I'm probably not pro.
But yeah, the next comment on Facebook Live, if you want to add what the worst part of Indiana is, feel free. And we'll add it to the list. How do you guys feel right now with our final five? AIDS, Mike Pence, Sunday liquor laws, Jared Fogle, and the KKK.
Well, I'll tell you this. I really like how AIDS and Pence are
close to each other.
Because they are so intertwined. They are just so, so intertwined.
They're so intertwined.
I've got some ideas here.
You've got some ideas.
The next thing that.
Okay. Well, right now what we're gonna do, and it looks like we're not getting any added here, which is fine, guys. You don't want to participate. That's
pretty solid list. You know?
I'll just have to peruse through Facebook to find out what you really think later.
Right. Exactly.
Can't complain now. Got to complain later.
Yeah. Oh, how dare you do that? Rebuttal. I don't know. I just say rebuttal a lot. We're down to our final five. But we go now. We're going to go one at a time, discuss it, decide whether it should be in the top three worst parts of Indiana. So first, AIDS. Is AIDS a top three worst part of Indiana?
It's real bad. I mean, that's for sure.
I think for mankind in general, or humankind, or if you're politically correct with AIDS. yeah, I just think it's a problem in general. I don't know that it's Indiana exclusive.
Yeah. No, but yeah, but here's the deal. None of these things are, I mean, some of them are Indiana exclusive. I don't think the exclusivity of just being Indiana. We're talking about the worst part of Indiana.
Right.
Whether exclusive or not,
right.
You know?
Right.
So if there was a guy who killed millions of people, right? And he killed like in Chicago and here.
Okay.
I would say he's probably one of the worst parts of. He killed a million people with a knife. Yeah, I don't know how that guy even
made
that.
You've made your impact known.
Yeah.
Jim Jones, I guess it was all.
That was like just a little over 100 people, I think.
He's close to it. You know? He did a good job. Yeah. Helps me with the overpopulation thing, which is good. So good job, Jim Jones. If you're watching, is Jim Jones alive?
John Dillinger.
No, he's not alive. He died with him.
Yeah, he died.
Classic.
He
Jim
took
Jones.
The plunge with him.
Yeah.
So then you can't. Ellison, you can't be that bad a guy. Then.
Any good captain goes down with the ship.
Well, he took it too. He didn't like make them all take it and then said, you know what? I'm gonna get a whole new cult.
My thing with these kind of leaders, though, who are like, I don't know. I can't really say that because you could go a lot of different directions with that. But it's like, you know, they followed him.
Yeah.
They followed him.
Yeah.
So yeah, oh, way to go, way to go, easily manipulated people, you morons.
Well, I would go so far as to say Jim Jones, you know, went down with the rest of his cult, unlike Mike Pence. So I mean, I do. I think Jim Jones was better than that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is true. All these people that just follow this one thing, whatever it does, you know. Anyways, I can't wait to check Facebook later and
prove. Oh, was it like 900 people? It wasn't like 900 people. Was it?
Was it? I don't have, you can check your phone if you want.
Oh, yeah, I could, couldn't I?
That's a whole county.
That is a lot of people.
Indiana county right there.
Yeah.
Well, it's the purchasing of the poison I don't get. Yeah. That's a lot of poison
to go purchase. I can tell you that's about 90% of Rochdale.
That's 90% of Rochdale.
Yeah. 1,000 people there.
All right. I'm on the Wikipedia page.
On the Wikipedia page to check the Jonestown Massacre.
Oh, it was like 900 people.
900 people.
Yeah. 30% were children. All right,
Peter Wallace. Jesus Christ.
Still, those numbers are a lot better than Mike Pence.
So my understanding, you took Jim Jones off?
No, I think Billy took off Jim Jones.
No.
Yeah, you took off Jim Jones because your neighbor was Jim Jones.
Yeah, neighbor was Jim Jones.
I'm starting to think he was the Jim Jones.
Well, I didn't know which Jim Jones you were talking about.
Jeez Louise.
My neighbor was great.
He was okay.
300 dead children on old Billy Perkins' shoulders.
Couple barbecues a year. I don't remember any Kool-Aid.
No, you don't. It's the last thing you remember. Right. Oh, Jesus Christ, Peter Wallace. Holy
These are some
Lord.
Real sad facts.
These are some sad
about
facts.
Jonestown. For those watching on BidChat, most people don't know that a lot of the victims of the Jonestown Massacre they didn't know they were being poisoned.
930% children, just unaware. They thought they were just drinking some good old Flavor-Aid.
Yeah.
Good job, Jim.
Bullshit. They probably thought they were drinking Kool-Aid. It was Flavor-Aid.
They even lied about what they were drinking. Yeah.
It was like,
not a monster.
He's a monster.
Who is?
You, Billy.
Peter said you're a monster.
A knockoff of Tang is what it was.
Yeah.
That was the worst part.
The astronauts drink this.
Yeah, right.
The injustice.
We'll be all right.
We're going to go to space.
They didn't believe we landed on the moon anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true story.
I don't think we did.
All right.
I saw the clip. That is clearly a set. The flag doesn't even move.
That's why you can't see anyone's face because they're
next.
Laughing.
That's why it's completely in 9/11 inside job. Anyways, moving on to our next thing. So we're going AIDS. Are we saying that's the top three worst? You were saying yes. Billy, were you saying that's the top three worst compared to the rest of the things?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know
You don't know what age is? Well, AIDS is an immune disorder that kills your white blood cell count and it allows you to get sicker than
Right. I think it's kind of funny that it's on the list of Indiana. Yes, it is a big problem.
Rachel is a big fan of AIDS movies.
So I love AIDS movies.
This only
and
helps.
The band played on. So good. It's so good.
So AIDS,
Philadelphia, so good.
So AIDS only helps them make more movies about AIDS.
Thank you so much. You're so nice, Peter. Hark back to you.
Ugh.
I'll say this about the AIDS.
AIDS?
I have AIDS opinions.
That was the most grandma-esque. I'll tell you something
AIDS. Something about AIDS.
Let me tell you.
AIDS.
I think.
Old Franklin had the AIDS once.
The worst part of AIDS in Indiana is that we don't have a lot of social services in place to even know how bad the AIDS problem is in Indiana.
Obviously,
so it's like this catch 22.
Obviously, I'm uninformed.
So is AIDS as bad as we think it is? Probably. Is it potentially worse than we think it is? Probably. But we don't know because we don't spend any money.
And actually,
testing people for AIDS.
Because it's such a big problem, people watching on BitChat and Facebook Live, you might want to get tested for AIDS after watching this show.
Get tested for AIDS.
Especially
if you're from Indiana and share needles.
How is obesity not on this list?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Good point.
Obesity
could have been better. I feel like the quarter was rushed on to the thing. We didn't need the quarter.
But nobody said obesity. Nobody threw down with that opinion.
Well, you know what? Nobody threw anything here. I'm going to put obesity as the number 12 spot.
Yeah.
So our final six is AIDS, Mike Pence, Sunday Liquor Laws, Jared Fogle, KKK, and obesity. AIDS, we're saying, is a top three one. A guaranteed top three?
Yeah.
Or we're going to put on the cusp. Okay. Mike Pence.
I'm gonna. This is not gonna be popular.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm gonna take him off the list.
I agree. I actually agree with what you're saying.
He's
here.
Kind of America's problem now.
Yeah, he is. We share that.
It's not really just Indiana's thing. Yeah, it's just
I think he's too modern a problem.
Right.
To be the worst part of Indiana. He's not Jim Jones. I think Jim Jones is worse than Mike Pence.
If we were doing this back in, you know, the middle of last year, I'd absolutely be like, yeah, fuck Mike Pence. He's number one. But he's
out
down.
Don't get me wrong. Out of the two guys in the White House right now, and he's the public relations darling.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. He's just got a, you know, he looks.
I'm looking at the other stuff on that list.
Yeah.
It looks like Mike Pence got his soul sucked out through like a lemon. Like they just put a lemon on his face and they sucked his soul out with him. And it all combined into the hollow eyesness of a, he's like a golem. He's barely alive and he's just kind of moving around slowly and then, and saving babies from abortions.
Where is he from in Indiana?
I don't know.
Rochdale.
Is not.
But we're.
That's bad when we don't claim you.
Right. Yeah, don't claim anybody.
Yeah. But yeah, Mike Pence, we're taking off the list. Peter Frederick Wallace, you could probably answer this. Where is Mike Pence from? That would be very helpful. If it's Gary, Indiana, I feel like we have to revisit that.
Yeah.
But Mike Pence.
I don't think it is.
Off the list. Yeah. This next one affects me more than I ever thought it would. But Sunday liquor laws, I think, is a top three worst thing. I can't buy liquor or beer on a Sunday.
Well,
you can go to a bar. You can go to
a growler.
And you can go get a growler from a brewery.
Yeah, if you make it on premise, then you can't. I know all about Indiana.
Yeah.
Liquor laws. And you would think this would bother me. Well, I work for a brewery. But you would think this would bother me more. But to me, that's like a day of rest, son. That's like, that's like a day that I can just like.
But they still come. I mean, people still go to the bar. So it's not like.
Right.
People still come to the brewery on Sunday.
Yeah. I'm just not there.
But I usually have, there's a lot of parties I go to on Sunday. Yeah. And I don't think the day before, I should buy a bottle of wine.
Right. Yeah. If you think ahead and you're crafty about your alcoholism.
This is not a state that is thinking ahead. This is not a state about planning. Saying, huh?
We assume it's all going to be over any day now. Yeah. So we really don't plan.
Yeah, you just, you know.
In support of Indiana liquor laws, we don't let children in bars, which I think is amazing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you head on down to Kentucky and all of a sudden somebody's bringing their kid into a bar.
No, that's the truth.
And that's a pain in the motherfucking ass.
I just get mad that the little kids get those crazy straws with their margaritas.
Yeah, why don't I get a crazy straw with my... I'm too grown up for a crazy straw in my margarita. Bullshit.
Also, I don't know why margarita was the go-to alcoholic beverage I had for Kentucky.
I'm going to say with the rest of this list, Sunday liquor laws has no bearing on my life.
Yeah.
No bearing. So we can put this on the cusp. You're saying it is or not?
It's the one... Of all of these things that easily affects me the most.
Yes.
So I'm inclined
about work.
But I'm also used to it.
So I'm going to put this. Well, as somebody who's been here only 2 years, it really is.
It's a huge pain in the
ass. I mean, that's 104 Sundays I've had to go through.
Yeah.
You know, that was quick math. You're welcome.
It was.
get in there Saturday night, man.
Seriously. Oh, geez Louise.
Buy it up.
Next. So we'll put on the cusp. We'll go through the next three to see if it's worse than Sunday liquor laws or not. Next, Jared Fogel.
Yeah.
Who I would say. My question on Jared Fogel, and this is a key to him being the top three worst or not. Did he actually have sex with kids or did he just have child porn?
I think it was just porn. I think he was just guilty of porn.
I'm going to go ahead and say, like, this is where my comedic whatever takes a back seat. I have pure disdain for him.
Pure disdain.
Like, I don't know that you're going to get much worse than the Jared Fogel's
situation.
For a second, I think I'm saying, I have pure respect for Jared Fogel.
I mean, look at all the weight he lost.
He lost so much weight, and then he turned around and wasted it on child porn.
I was talking to somebody.
I'm just saying, like...
I was talking to somebody about Jared Fogel, and he's from Bloomington.
He's from Bloomington. Yeah,
and they said that when you were a kid, his house was the house you go to for weird porn. Like he had porn to give out.
This all
not necessarily. Yeah, not to. He was like he's always been a weird guy.
Well, this now makes a whole hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah. All right, Jared Fogel. But I will say this: if we're gonna double down on Jared Fogel, then Sunday liquor laws should probably go.
Well, yeah. We'll find out. We'll keep going to the thing.
Yeah. All right.
Can obesity and Jared Fogle be a package deal?
Oh,
well, he's the only one to overcome it. So that's
literally the only one in the state who overcame obesity.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's an inspiration to us all.
He's an inspiration. To...
Soldier on.
Well, I don't know if it's worth doing what he did to get that obesity out of the system, but you know, if it works, it works. I'll try diet pills. Anna Nicole Smith it, yo.
I wish she was from Indiana. I'd claim her.
She's from Texas.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you claim her?
Because she's great.
Her kid that died shares the same birthday as me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, he's dead. So anybody else born on the same day as me, I'm coming after
you. Coming for you next.
All right. I'm the only one. Okay. So Jared Fogle, we're saying top three worst. We're saying he's worse than Jim Jones.
Oh,
which is crazy. Who killed 300 children.
He did not kill them. Their parents did.
They didn't even know they were having it. I feel like Jim Jones is a way bigger part of killing these people than you're giving him credit for.
I'm glad we took him off the list. He didn't do that in Indiana.
Oh, that wasn't in Indiana?
No, the Jonestown Massacre? Did they seriously have no idea?
I don't know my history on the Jim Jones.
So like, that I didn't know.
Did they seriously have no idea what they were drinking there?
Some did, some didn't.
I don't know. They all thought they were drinking Kool-Aid. So that's travesty number one.
I think the higher ups knew what was happening, and some of the lower downs are like
the higher intelligence of the cult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all bureaucracy.
Sure.
You can't be telling everybody about poison, then you get an email out there, and that's
right.
You don't want that. Next, the KKK. Rachel earlier wanted this to be the first one removed.
I took the quarter off.
The quarter off.
Yeah.
Somehow found out that the quarter may not be as bad as the KKK. That was the KKK, Rachel. Have you switched? Do you think it's a top three worst thing?
Well, here's the deal. When we say the KKK, are we talking about
the Ku Klux Klan?
No, I know. But when we say the KKK, are we generally referring to any white supremacy movement?
Well, I think the KKK gained a lot of strength in Indiana.
Well, it did, but I think overall these days membership has sort of declined in favor of other
white supremacist groups.
So if we want to say white supremacist groups overall, fuck yeah, that's a huge problem up in Indiana's business.
Yeah, well, that's like going back. So like if we did the worst parts of America, to what you're saying is slavery wouldn't be that because it's gone now. You know what I'm saying? So just because it's not there, it's still a pretty bad aspect of Indiana that the KKK was a pretty it was headquartered here, and all the impact they had in the country of what they did, they would come back to Martinsville and be like, "Hey,
was it Martinsville?"
I think it was Martinsville, in the last election, that became a campaign stop. That was a pretty serious sundown town. Not mistaken.
It's
I'm gonna say
drive-thru.
Well, this is I can't even believe we're arguing this shit. But
between AIDS, Jared Fogle, right, the KKK, right, and Sunday liquor laws, right, which is the worst right. one, I think.
I feel like it's morphed into like it used to be more like like
Billy, you can. I trust you.
Supreme violence.
Yeah.
And now it's just like you're saying shit. I don't. Agree with.
I feel like they've even gotten more open than the members.
But I feel like some of that is just like shock value stuff, and I feel like in 2017 the American people can stamp that stuff out a little bit more than it used to be.
It's the branding of it. So it's the name, you just say KKK and people hear the name and they're like, oh, that's the guys who did
it's
all this
an all together horrible thing. Right. I'm just saying like but like I mean as far
I wonder
as
what
like,
member benefits
as far
are.
As the acts of like
new wardrobe.
Violence.
New bed sheets.
Yeah, well.
And ghost costume forever.
Yeah, ghost costume.
KKK is pretty horrible, yeah.
I think it's pretty bad.
I can't advocate for that at all.
So far
again,
to
saying
say,
it's not the worst part doesn't mean you advocate.
Right.
Jared Fogle, AIDS, KKK, obesity, Sunday liquor laws. The more Sunday liquor laws seems to be the worst.
I would.
If I could get up earlier in the morning on a Saturday to take care of the Sunday liquor need.
Yeah.
And that means that I wouldn't have the KKK. and those other things, I'd get up early.
There you go. I'm going to say the KKK is worse than Jared Fogle.
Yeah.
Because Fogle's just the one guy, and the KKK is like a whole bunch of those kind of guys.
This is not going to be a weird statement, and I don't mean that what he did was right. But Jared Fogle, my understanding is he just had child porn. He actually didn't.
That's bad.
If you're subscribing to that then you are advocating for people to do that.
So that's very observant of you, Peter.
I understand.
What's Peter gonna say?
Peter's talking shit about you again.
Right.
What I'm saying,
not advocating, Peter.
What I'm saying though is it's not that it's good, but it's not as bad as it could have been. Whereas the KKK, it's like saying the KKK advocated for people to go kill minorities, but the KKK actually did it. You know what I mean? Like that extra step that's worse than what they're actually doing.
No, I think what Jared Fogle did is terrible, horrible, no good, very bad.
I'm not saying it's good.
I just think that to me, the difference is he's the one guy versus the KKK, which is this whole network.
Can we have a three-way tie?
No. Only one wins on this show, god damn it. But what I'm saying is if KKK was involved in child porn in the Jared world, they would also be having sex with children. Do you know what I'm saying? Because KKK is taking, like, in the KKK's world of racism, if instead of racism, they were doing child porn, they would be doing even worse. They'd be even making child porn to send out. In the world of like the spectrum of racism and child porn, Jared is not at the far end. He's here. It's all bad. It's all a bad spectrum to be on. Whereas the KKK is here.
That's nuts. I'm saying
I think the KKK is worse than Jared Fogle.
I do too. For different reasons, because your reasons are weird.
I think my reasons make sense. Yeah.
I think they're both bullshit.
I'm gonna say that should be a top three.
Yeah.
Does that mean obesity, the new one we added, not a top three?
I think you can take that off.
I think we'll take the obesity off the list.
Sunday liquor laws are taken off the list. Take it off. Bullshit. I think Sunday liquor laws are worse than AIDS.
I'm gonna show you how to buy liquor on Saturdays.
Oh, see, now Peter's saying that Jared Fogle might have had sex with underage prostitutes.
That's really bad. Can you check the phone?
Jared Fogle controversy.
Make sure you really put the Jared Fogle part in, not the other stuff.
Yeah, please.
So we're down to our final three, folks. Aid as the worst parts of Indiana. And Peter Frederick Walls just commented the correct statement. Man, Indiana sucks. Yes, Peter. Yes, it does. I can't imagine a state with a worse top three than AIDS, Jared Fogle, and the KKK.
Well, AIDS is going to be on every state's list.
Whoa.
Tell me a state that is devoid.
Well, it's not devoid, AIDS. But it's not like Texas. I wouldn't say AIDS is the worst part of Texas.
There's worse parts.
Hmm. Oh, well, AIDS is not a.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing.
AIDS is a trending bad thing that's happening in this city or in this state, where okay. AIDS is not necessarily a ongoing problem in a state like Texas.
No, Peter, you're right. It sounds like he was accused of commercial sex acts with a minor.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes everything. That changes everything for me. Jared Fogle, real bad guy.
Had sex with
he was minor. Always a real bad guy. That's a weird statement I said, but worse than I initially thought.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So now we're okay. Now we're down to AIDS, Jared Fogle, and the KKK. And this is the part, which one is not in the top two? Which one to you stands out as not the worst part of Indiana? This is not easy. This might be the most difficult top three we've ever had. It would have been easier if Rachel just took out the KKK like she was going to initially.
I'm gonna once again say the first one, AIDS is a part of every.
Yeah, I'll take AIDS off the list.
All right, it's not necessarily.
It's a part of every state.
I completely agree.
To me, it's like a real shameful thing when they're like, "Oh yeah, that's where this guy is from," or "That's where this organization is from." That's like a hateful organization.
Yeah.
So we're down to the final two, folks.
Jared Fogle versus the KKK.
Jared, it's my line, but
sorry. I mean, you can say it.
No, it's fine. It's already said. I guess we're done now. Show's over. No.
We didn't bring it down to one.
No, we are. No, I'm just joking. Okay. Jared Fogle versus the KKK. We're going to go through the list and now vote what we think is the worst part of Indiana. Billy has really sombered up by the end here. really become more serious. Yeah. This is a big decision, this podcast. Whatever he decides is what we remove out of the Indiana State history. No. We could take Jared Fogle out. If Billy votes Jared Fogle, there'll be no more child porn. Ever, if Billy takes out the KKK, no more racism.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I mean, this is a big one, Billy. This comes down to you as a vote of. Actually, you know what, Billy? No, Rachel.
What did I do? God.
You're voting Jared Fogle, the KKK. What's worse?
Thank you, sir.
Oh, we're all voting, Billy.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's a true goddamn story, Peter.
Yeah, Jared Fogle's in prison. That's right. He is in prison.
I hope he's in Terre Haute.
Also, the person before
him. Nice, or is it Princeton? Where's that prison?
My black friend just wrote, no need to pander for
you
the
one. You have the one?
No, no.
We don't even have to ask goes, now.
Well, it's funny that these two comments just happened back to back. Trayvon Zimmerman, not his real name. No need to pander for the one black person watching. KKK fear is long gone history.
I live in Indiana. I'm Jewish, and the KKK scares the shit out of me.
With a follow-up by Peter Frederick Wall saying KKK is worse than Jared Fogle. At least Jared is in prison. Even the viewers don't know which one's worse. So, Rachel.
I'm going to vote KKK is the worst.
Rachel is voting KKK as the worst part of Indiana. Yeah. I'm going to go up next, and here's the deal. Of all the horrible things that happened, the racism, the lynchings, the child porn, having sex with a minor, I think the tipping point is that my Subway experience has been really ruined by this whole Jared Fogle thing. I really loved going to Subway. I used to go to Subway all the time. And as a Jared Fogle, I don't go to Subway no more.
I go to Subway all the time. And I think people finding out that those weird preservatives found in yoga mats.
Yeah.
That ruined the bread.
It's something also that.
Yeah. If someone found out there was like some kind of things used in yoga mats that was in bread.
It's weird because Subway, Jared Fogle, a Jell-O, Bill Cosby. All right, all these commercial people, horrible things. I would even go to far as to say, I don't know what's going on with Flo from Progressive. I think some really dumb shit is happening with Flo from Progressive. So I'm voting Jared Fogle as the worst part of Indiana, which I don't think this show could end any other way than the tiebreaker coming down to Mr. Billy Perkins.
I'm going to go ahead and say... Kids, man. I'm just saying, like, kids are the victims. Like, you know, yes, he's in prison, but like, when I think of that, it does. Like,
just so you know, kids are the victim in Billy's world, who also took out Jim Jones, who killed 300 children. So you're, it takes a big sip of the thermos in that one. So you're voting Jared Fogle as the worst part of Indiana.
You know what's great about our conversation?
I think
nobody's dying.
Nobody's dying.
It's just a conversation.
I think
not yet.
The two white guys, the two white Christian guys picking Jared Fogle is just typical.
Yeah, talk about that.
Well,
child porn advocate over here.
I mean,
angry Jew is really ruining the show.
You know, there's
I'm starting to like these guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's it. Jared Fogle, worst part of Indiana. Billy, Rachel, thank you so much. I'm glad you guys. I feel like you needed to do this episode more. You needed to get stuff out of your system.
I was having a nice little Saturday. So this, now I thought of it.
Now I got to think about the roads.
Now I'm Googling best states Uruguay. To live in.
Yeah. The cost of living, though.
That's right.
The best part of Indiana is the right to work. No. we're Jared Fogle, the worst part of Indiana. Again, Rachel, Billy, thank you. Rachel, do you have anything to plug? Any Instagram, any Twitters, any Facebook, any shows upcoming?
Shit. This is... February 11th, I want to plug 1 month from today. I'm going to be featuring for John Handcuff at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington. That's March 10th and 11th. It's going to be me, John Handcuff, Adam Gilbert, Jonah Schrout. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, Comedy sounds Attic, like a good show.
Yeah.
Definitely check it out. Comedy Attic, not one of the worst parts. Really good club. maybe we'll see how Rachel Sec goes. But no, it's definitely check it out. It's March 9th through 11th.
10th and 11th.
Oh, it's the it's the Friday, yeah. Saturday. Gotcha. Yeah. March 10th to 11th. Go check out Rachel there. Billy, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I'd like to plug. I do a podcast with my best friend Eric DeLong called "You Made It."
That's a great podcast
where we talk about good things from Indiana. There's a lot longer list than you would think in multiple episodes. Maybe I'll have this guy on my podcast.
I just need to vent.
I think this last 10 minutes needs a favor. So, yeah. So You Made It.
That's like my set.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Great. You Made It. Check out the podcast. Is the website for it?
Yeah.
That would be the time to say the website.
You Made It.
I don't know.
So check out.
Go to You Made It on Facebook.
Go to You Made It on Facebook. Links. Perfect, perfect. And I'm Joe Bates, the host here at Thank You Very Much. We do a episode every Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. I know today we start a little bit late, but I'm in Central time, which maybe time zones is the problem. But 1 p.m. Eastern time every Saturday. We've had great guests on, ranging from Jeff Oskey, Dwight Simmons. In upcoming shows, we have are going to be fantastic. I think we might be doing Worst Invention next week. I'm not 100% sure. I got to talk to my guest expert, Dan Alton and Alex Price.
It's condoms. Oh, spoiler. Oh, never mind.
Worst Invention? I don't know. I don't use them. Well, that was a weird moment.
I'm getting the hell out of here. No,
this is where the show takes a weird turn for me and Rachel. Anyways, I am your host, Joe Bates. Thank you very much. Check it out on BitChat under at Joe Bates Comedy. Find me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22, Instagram at Joe Bates Comedy. And then find me on Facebook. Facebook's the best way to find out more about the show. Watch it on Facebook Live. You know, we're doing great things here, folks. I've got a flange for this show. We're going to go to great things beyond. Anyways, I'm your host, Joe Bates. The worst part of Indiana, Jared Fogel. That's been Thank You Very Much. You're welcome. Have a good night, everybody. Ugh.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good times. Well, that was.